Hey everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2081, Sunday, out for a walk after my experience yesterday in the city. It's been an interesting last 24 hours or so. So one of my clients is in hospital. And I've actually got two clients in hospital at the moment, suffering some very serious health-related illnesses. And I really feel for my clients. They're part of my family. I really do treat people's health as preciously as my own. And I always want to try and do everything that I can to try and help others. And so this particular client, he doesn't have family here, neither does he, his wife, and I'd offered to for them to come out, he's in hospital, to come out, give her a break from the kids and so forth, and they spent the night. And golly, was there what, frame five, I think? Oh boy, did that take me back, the energy that is required, the constantness of the attention that is required, the constant cleaning that is required, the constant instruction that's required, took me back. I think it's definitely one of those things that once you've done it with your own kids, it's like, yeah, no, I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go. I was walking past the park, actually. We took them down to the park, trying to tire them out last night. It was good fun. Good fun. But just, it reminded me of just how deconditioned you become to the little kids. And I can see why grandparents are just so over the moon to see them, but also give them back at the same time. I'm out of training from that side of things, but it was fun, and knew I was making a difference to them. They didn't want to go because they're having so much fun. And it's like, as a kid, you go to someone else's house, and I've got a big house, and it's got stairs, and they had bunk beds, and there was Lego to play with, and all kinds of different things. So they had a lot of fun. It was nice to see them. And so I then spent time getting back into my routine. Yesterday, I went into the expo. I came back. They came a few hours later. So it was all afternoon yesterday and evening. And then this morning until sort of mid-morning, and they left. And just getting back into my routine and did my the normal things I do on a Sunday with my Flex and Reflex Sunday sit-down video. I go check it out on YouTube. I post it on my social media as well. I think, yes, today was episode 19. So that's a once a week thing. And just getting back into that rhythm of what I normally do on a Sunday. I haven't got to planning out the week ahead and everything yet, but I will do that later. I missed that window this morning to do my exercise because obviously the mum and kids were still here, so I think I'll do that before mid-afternoon perhaps today to get that in. And I'm just so conditioned to my routine, and when it's thrown out, it's like, oh, golly, I was feeling a bit lost yesterday, to be honest. It's been a long time since I've had little kids like that around for, such a long time. And the way that you, keep your house, and you forget that, oh, that's right, when you've got kids, you tidy something up, and then 5 minutes later, it's all a big mess again. You tidy it up, and another 5 minutes, another area is messed up. But they were all good. They were good. It's just adjustment. So my week ahead, it's quite busy. Looking forward to it, though. I've got my routine was shaken up the last couple of days with everything that's been going on, and I've got to get my routine better for my workouts this week. I normally do Saturday and a Sunday workout, and then 2 days through the week, which I'm going with Wednesday, Thursday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm doing, and just to give me an extra couple of days of recovery time, and that was thrown out yesterday. So I want to get back into a better rhythm of that. Feeling very focused, feeling good about the training program I've got in place, feeling good about my food and how I'm progressing well there, just being consistent. And yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying life. I am enjoying life. So this over there, well, including yesterday, today, and for the next 7 days, I feel like it's funny how things line up. But I'm doing three nice things for others, and maybe today's message is think about what you can do for someone else to maybe ease the burden, make their day, make their week, put a smile on their face in the moment. There's a lot that we can do, but there's also a lot that we don't do for others. And I just think it's good to put your mind there. Sometimes it's easy to just say drive past somebody that needs to a hand, perhaps, to have their tire changed. Something as simple as somebody drops something and they don't realize that they've dropped something, and you say, excuse me, you've dropped this. Something really simple. And you think about, well, would you like someone else to do that for you if the roles were reversed? And the answer would probably 99 times out of 100 be yes, that would be nice. Because we are better together, we get better outcomes together. And I think if we can recognize that, and you know what you're going through, you know what life is like for you and how complicated it can be at different times, etc. And you can just imagine that there's obviously a lot of things going on for others as well. And sometimes things are just so tough that people just need someone to kind of check in and say, hey, are you okay? Is everything okay with you? Do you need a hand? What if, you know, I gave you some support here doing this, etc. So I guess that's what I'm doing this week. And just they've lined up at the same time, but it feels good to do nice things for others. So maybe you could put some focus there and start with one person. What can you do? Just in a moment, you don't have to give up, you know, a couple of days or a weekend or, you know, even an afternoon to do what I've done. It could be just something simple, but people will appreciate it. You do it because you want to, not because you expect anything in return. You just do it because it's a nice thing to do. Yeah, so short and sharp and sweet today. I keep enjoying my walk. Stay healthy, stay focused, stay strong, and make a difference. See you tomorrow.